98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
It's all about the Six Nations, and that's what I call sport for the next few moments. Shane Byrne is on the line. He'll join us in just a second. Nathan, firstly, tell us about the under-20s winning their Grand Slam.
They did indeed. They secured the Grand Slam win with a 26-17 win over Wales at Colwyn Bay. What a year for Niall McNamara's men. They recorded wins over France and England along the way. Elsewhere, Ireland women are in action today against Wales at Cardiff Arms Park. That kicks off at 1:30pm.
Now it's time to welcome former Lions Leinster and Ireland man Shane Byrne to the show again. Shane, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, considering what happened yesterday.
Yes, just back from your morning run, Shane, on St. Patrick's morning in the sunshine, so you were out and about nice and early?
I was indeed, yeah. I was overdoing in Twickenham, a long day yesterday, but fresh today, ready to celebrate St. Paddy's Day.
Very nice. Now we'll get Shane's views on the game in just a second, but firstly let's hear the full match report from 98FM's Will O'Callaghan, who was at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff yesterday.
Wales 25, Ireland 7. Wales have given their head coach Warren Gatland the perfect home send-off by winning their first Six Nations title since 2013 and third slam success of the Gatland era following the successes of 2008 and 2012. Garrett Anscombe said last year he felt crucified by critics, but he's emerged is their starting out half and hero today in a wet and windy Cardiff, scoring 20 points in a man of the match display, with his boot also providing the pinpoint assist chip for Hadley Park's try in the second minute. That early try provided the platform for a Welsh performance where they were sharper with the ball and able to match Ireland's physicality on a day where a slippery ball led to handling errors. A last gasp Jordan Larmour try at least saved Ireland's blushes from drawing a first blank in the tournament since 1990, with Jack Carthy converting with the last kick of the game. Mistakes with the ball in hand and boot compounded things throughout the game for last year's champions Ireland, who were set to finishing a disappointing third in the table at the outset of a World Cup year. Roof open, roof closed, it didn't matter in the end, and the Welsh fans are now serenading the success of their Grand Slam winners in the rain. Full time at the Principality Stadium in Warren Gatland's 50th and final Six Nations game in charge of Wales. It's finished Wales 25, Ireland 7.
Your views on the game, please, Shane.
Oh, an absolute nightmare outing. Right from the off, from the kickoff, when we caught the ball and Stockdale ended up pushed into touch, that is a cardinal sin for a catcher off a kickoff. If you're close to the line, you lift your feet up, you hit the deck. If there's people on you and you're protected by the ground in that respect, let people get around you. You don't get shoved into touch. We were unnerved, and then very, very smart by Wales, inside 22, you push up hard to gather the ground to get away from your 22, and we had no sweepers. Conor Murray, they weren't there. Kearney should have been sweeping in behind. And it was something, obviously, that Wales had seen. But unfortunately for us, we expected a response, and it didn't happen. And this has been kind of the theme with us. I suppose, obviously, a lot of comparisons drawn to the England game. And it's just been shown that the true Achilles heel of this Irish team is that if you get in among them, if you unnerve them early in the game, they can't react. There's no thinking. There's no adjustment during the game, which is a real shame to see. And, you know, guys who we would have hoped stood up, you know, the Sextons, the Murrays, the people we always talk about, unfortunately, it wasn't there. And the bench could have been used so much earlier because, just to try to have some effect in the game. But, yeah, unfortunately, a real miserable outing.
Yeah, the Ireland head coach, Joe Schmidt, has been answering some tough questions and he's come out fighting.
I guess you guys will set the narrative, really. We can only perform in those two 40-minute windows that we get, and then the narrative will be whatever pundits or journalists put out there. But for us, we would certainly encourage the genuine supporter not to lose faith with the team, that the team will definitely turn up in Japan and we'll grow a bit from this. You only have to look back a year and see that England went back-to-back in the championship and ended up fifth. We've fought our way to third. We're in the top half of the championship. We haven't been catastrophic, but we haven't been as good as we needed to be, and today was probably an example of that. At the same time, you know, I'd like to take my hat off to Wales. We've won 23 of our last 26 test matches. We finished third in the Six Nations. Once upon a time, that wasn't the catastrophe that it is today for Ireland. The fact we've won three of the previous five makes it less than it should be. And we'll be the first to put our hands up and say that's not as good as we want to be. We'll be first to take our hats off and acknowledge the performance that Wales put in today, and then we'll reflect, rebuild, and go forward. And as I said earlier, you know, I would like to think that the genuine supporter will still be 100% behind us.
Well, Shane, is Joe right? Are we all overreacting?
Yeah, that's a hard one. Like, okay, you understand why Joe's saying that, but there are genuine question marks to be asked. Like, we are, okay, let's look forward to, you know, to the World Cup, which is what is on everybody's radar. That, you know, can we, do we have the ability to throw a campaign together where we can keep that standard up all the time? You know, it really has been shown that we do have vulnerabilities, and some of our players do have vulnerabilities, and we need everybody to be the side that we were in 2018. We need most of our senior players on the pitch. We need those players to be playing very, very well. And, you know, unfortunately, we saw when some personal standards just step down, it really does. The ripple effect is huge throughout the side. And it's something that Joe really has to address. And we didn't see anything that would give us any positivity in regards addressing those issues, because it was a mimic of, as I said, the England game. So that it's very definitely an issue. A side who has the capability to get in amongst the Irish team and unnerve them. And, because that's what it looked like, was unnerved. And if they can do that and maintain the pressure, we haven't found a way to respond. And we're still the good side, you know, the great side, you could say. Joe was dead right, is that, you know, supporters, don't be silly. There's no way this side has just become a bad side overnight. It's just that when we're good, we're very good. But unfortunately, the opposite is applying as well. When we're bad, you know, we're very bad, unfortunately.
Yeah, now a sad day as well for the Ireland captain, Rory Best, his final Six Nations game, and it ended in defeat. He's been reflecting on that.
Look, obviously, incredibly disappointed. I think sort of no one was, it was my last Six Nations game. You kind of want to go out and, like, you want it to be a fairy tale, you want to win, and to win in such a place like this would have been a massive statement for the team, but it would have been involved us having a massive performance, which is, I suppose, ultimately what you want to go out on. You don't want to go out on a performance that individually and collectively you're not happy with. But look, it is what it is. Whenever the dust settles and we get 2019 over with, I'll look back on the Six Nations with a lot of pride, with everything that I've been involved in and achieved. And it just happened to be that it wasn't, it won't go in the highlight reel the last game. But like, that's the way it is.
Yeah, love listening to Rory Best's honest appraisals after every game. You can hear more from him, Joe Schmidt, and loads of the players on youtube.com/offtheball and also on our 98fm.com website. Shane, very finally, we're now mainly focused and fully focused, I suppose, on the World Cup coming up in Japan. And if we weren't before the Six Nations, we definitely are now. And one of the other things that Joe Schmidt said in his press conference was that he's used over twice the number of players in this Six Nations campaign than he did in his first one 5 or 6 years ago, where I think he said he only used something like 17 starters. So from that point of view, he's had a chance to look at players, and we do know he'll be trying to pick his strongest team and his strongest squad for this World Cup. So even though we've won 3 and lost 2 of these games and finished 3rd, I'm sure he's still hopeful that we can have a good World Cup campaign when he has his best players on the pitch, even though there have been some warning signs in the Six Nations.
Yeah, that is. I think 36 players were the amount of players that he used, which is an absolutely incredible stat. You know, almost by accident, by default, through injuries, and, you know, it wasn't by deliberate rotation per se. But it is a very positive thing. The more game time these guys get coming into a World Cup, that's exactly what you want. So that when someone's needed in a very big game, they're not like caught like rabbits in the headlights. It was unusual with Joe this year. You saw a few bad decisions, I suppose. The Henshaw move at full back was very unlike Joe. That was a daft thing to be doing. Unfortunately, and retrospectively, maybe closing the roof would have helped yesterday, but two teams have to play in the same conditions. But, you know, it was a shame that Joe and Rory didn't get the send-off that we needed. But look, we still are ranked 2nd in the world. We need to go into this World Cup full of positivity and with a squad that has a huge amount of experience. The warm-up games will tell a tale to see where we are and how teams are reacting against us. But we can still look at a World Cup where we can genuinely at least take a step that we've never taken before and hopefully get to a semi-final.
Great stuff, Shane Byrne. Thanks a million, as always, for your contributions today and across the Six Nations campaign. Enjoy the rest of Paddy's Day, and we will speak to you, of course, later in the year, talking all things Leinster and the World Cup as well. Cheers, Shane.
Take care, buddy.
98 FM's
Now that's what I call sport.
Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98 FM.